This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In the final leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Windhoek in Namibia this morning at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, which is coming after nearly three decades. The Prime Minister received a ceremonial reception and guard of honour at the Hosea Kutako International Airport in Windhoek. We have more from a correspondent.
Upon his arrival at Hilton Hotel, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed by the enthusiastic Indian diaspora, who greeted him with slogans and cheers. Garba dance performances and yoga demonstrations were held in his honour during his maiden visit to Namibia. Delegation-level talks between India and Namibia are scheduled to take place at the State House. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as energy, security, healthcare and pharmaceuticals. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also pay homage to Namibia's founding father and first president, late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Additionally, Mr. Modi will also be conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contribution to strengthening bilateral ties. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will deliver an address at the Parliament of Namibia. Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Windhoek.
Earlier, Prime Minister held talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia yesterday. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside the Brazilian president, Mr. Modi said that India and Brazil have agreed to raise bilateral trade to $20 billion over the next 5 years. Prime Minister said that both sides will also work to expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement. Mr. Modi said India and Brazil will work to expand cooperation in trade, clean energy, defense, artificial intelligence and digital public infrastructure. A tragic bridge collapse incident near Padra in Gujarat's Vadodara district early this morning resulted in 9 fatalities and left several others injured. A portion of the Gambhira Bridge, which connects Anand and Vadodara districts, gave way, plunging 5 vehicles into the Mahisagar River. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives. He has sanctioned an ex-gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the persons who lost their lives from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. Injured will be given 50,000 rupees. An aircraft of the Indian Air Force crashed near Churu district in Rajasthan. The incident took place at the Bhagura village near Rajal Desar police station area. Superintendent of Police of Churu, J. Yadav, told Akashvani that 2 burnt bodies have been recovered from the site. He informed that no civilians have been injured in the incident. He further informed that pieces and debris of the plane are scattered at the site. In Bihar, mixed response has been evoked due to the Bihar Band and Chakka Jam called by the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance today. The RJD Congress Vikashil Insan Party VIP and left parties call for a statewide shutdown and protest of the special intensive revision campaign for voters list currently underway in the state. BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad hit out at the opposition over Bihar Band against electoral rolls revision in the state. Global terror financing watchdog Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has said that e-commerce platforms have been used in the procurement of materials for a terrorist attack in India. The Global Terror Financing Watchdog flagged the abuses of these services while citing the Pulwama terror attack and Gorakhnath temple incident. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red color warning for rainfall today over Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that rainfall is likely to continue over central India to the next 2 days. Indian equity markets traded lower today in a lackluster session amid global uncertainty following U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal of steep tariffs on pharmaceutical imports. The 30-share BSE Sensex was down over 200 points, trading at 83,507. The Nifty 50 also slipped, shedding 60 points to trade at 25,464 a short while ago. In Wimbledon, several quarterfinal matches are lined up for this evening at the All England Club in London. And that is the end of this news bulletin.